Bez Hashem's book will begin Perek Sheni, the second chapter in the Ram Silchas Brachas, the Laws of Blessings, the Sefer Havah, Book of Love, which now we begin the discussion regarding grain products, which in this Perek we discuss specifically regarding Birchas Hamazon, which is the biblical blessing after one has eaten a grain meal. As Ram begins Halacha regarding the primary blessing, say the Birchas Hamazon Kachi, the order of the blessing of food, of a bread meal, is as follows. Rishayna, the first blessing is Birchas Hazon, the blessing of the sustenance. Shnei, the second blessing is Birchas Haaretz, the blessing on the land of Israel that was given to us. Shlisha, the third blessing is Bein Yerushalayim, that he built Jerusalem. And Revis, the fourth brach is Atoiv Ametiv, that he's good and that he does good. As Rama explains, Baruch Rishayim, the first blessing, Moshe ben Tikna. Our teacher Moshe, he instituted when the man fell down from Shemayim for them, which is in times of Moshe Benu, which is the Zan, that he's on the cycle, that he feeds everyone. Shnei, the second blessing, Tikkun Yeshua, was instituted by Yeshua ben Nun when they entered into Eretz Yisrael, which that's the blessing on the land of Eretz Yisrael. Shlishi, the third blessing, is Tikkun David Shleim b'Benai. David and the son Shleim instituted, where David instituted Al Yisrael Mechav Al Yisrael Merecha, which was in the days of David, and Shleim instituted Al Abayis HaGadol HaKodesh, because he's the one that built the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Revi is the fourth blessing, Chachme Mishnah Tiknu, the sages of the Mishnah, they instituted on the day that those who were executed in Beitar were merited to be buried after a long period of time. He's good because the dead didn't putrefy, and he does good, which they were given over to be buried. Halacha Beis. Hapayilim shayi oisim malacha eitzel balabais. If you have workers that were doing work by the employer, by the homeowner, v'ochlu pitan, and they were eating their bread meal, they don't make a bracha mamaitzi before they eat, because it's not biblical. And we don't want to waste time for things that are not biblically obligated, because they're obligated to the employer. And they make a bracha after their meal, which that's already biblical, already Birchas Hamazon, but they only make shtei brachas mulvad, only two blessings. They're not going to make the fourth bracha because it's rabbinic, and they can make the first three, but it's going to be in two blessings. And the reason is kedesh levat lo melechas balabais, because we don't want to stop the work that they have to do for their employer. So bracha shen, the first blessing is ketikunet, where it's instituted, the bracha bazan sekel. Shnei, the second blessing, preisech beberchas arts. You start with noy delachod, the blessing of the land, but koil baban Yerushalayim, and you include in it the third blessing of building Yerushalayim, because the number of blessings on Berchas Moses is not biblical. So therefore, you could include and amalgamate the third into the second. But chesim beberchas arts, and you conclude with the blessing of Allah Aretz, and you on the land of Eretz Yisrael, which is the second blessing. Now, v'mhoya eisen besudas malad, but if let's say the work they were doing was only for the wages of the food they were going to eat, that's the wages. Or even if not, but the employee was reclining eating with them, then mavarchan arba brachas ketikun, then they make the four blessings as it was instituted, kashar kol adam, like all other people. Halacha gimel berchas aretz, the blessing on the land of Eretz Yisrael, the second brachan benching. You have to say thanksgivings in the beginning and then the end. You start and you end. On the moedim, we thank you, etc. And you end the blessing on the land and on the food. Whoever does not say the desirable, the good, and the expansive land, in the second bracha benching of the blessing of the land, is not filled with obligation, because the land of Israel is praised with these terminologies. You also have to mention the covenant of the Mila and of the Torah, because it's in the merit of both of them that Eretz Yisrael was given. And you preface the covenant before that of Torah, because this covenant referring to in the blessing of the land of Israel, he bris Mila is referring to the covenant of the circumcision. Where the Torah mentions the Mila 13 times, so there's 13 covenants. But Torah is second, because Kula, the whole Torah, Nichrusu Allah Shalosh Bris, there's only three covenants. Shalom says in Devarim, Ela Divri Habris, Mavad Habris, Ashakaras, Itam Bechere Begema, and Atam Tzav L'Avrach HaBris, Begema, so he says mentioned only three times. Therefore, the Bris Mila comes first. Halacha Dalad, Bracha Shlishis, the third Bracha in Birchas Hamazon. Pasech, but you open up by saying, Rachem, Hashem Lekeinu, Have mercy, Hashem, our God, Aleinu, Val Yisrael Amecha, on us, and on your people, the Jews, Val Yishlaim Redecha, and on Yishlaim, your city, Val Tzion, Mishkan Kavedecha, on Tzion, your holy abode, your honorable dwelling. Or you could start off, Nachmenu, Hashem, Lekeinu, Yishlaim Redecha. Console, Hashem, our God, us, in Yishlaim, your city. And you end the bracha, Boin Yishlaim, that he builds Yishlaim. Or you could end Menachem Am Yisrael Bevin Yerushalayim, that he consoles his people, the Jews, with the building of Yerushalayim, because the building of Yerushalayim is the consolation of the Jewish people. Well, the figure Nikras Bracha Zun Nachama, that's why this blessing, the third one, is called Nachama, consolation. Now, B'chom Yishlo Emma Malchus Beis David, B'Bracha Zun, whoever does not mention the Davidic dynasty in this blessing, Lo Yetzudev Chavas is not filled with his obligation, because it's the idea of the blessing, She'en Nachama Gemur, because you don't have a complete consolation of the building of Yishlaim, Ela B'chazaras Malchus Beis David, only with the return of the Davidic dynasty. Lochei, regarding additions to the benching at different times in the year. So b'Shabbosis, b'Yom Tovim, and the holidays, Maschah b'Nechama, Masayim b'Nechama, you'll start with consolation and you'll end with consolation, meaning you're not going to change it because it's Shabbos, which oftentimes the end of a blessing you will mention Shabbos, like in Shemayin Esri. No, you'll end and start as you do in a weekday. And you'll say, you talk about the sanctity of the day in middle of that third bracha of benching. Ketzad Maschah, so how do you start off? As regular, Nachameinu, Shemakeinu, B'tzion Erecha, console us, Hashem, our God, with Tzion, your city, Oy, or Rachem, Hashem, Alkein, Al Yisrael, Mecha, Val Yishlam, Erecha, have mercy, Hashem, our God, on your Jewish people, and on Yerushalayim, your city, Umasayim, and he concludes, like we said, Benachem, Am Yisrael, B'vin Yerushalayim, console, he consoles his people, the Jews, with the building Yerushalayim, Oy, B'vin Yerushalayim, or that he builds Yerushalayim, V'olimah Be'emtze, now he says, in the middle, depends. So, Bishabbos on Shabbos, we say, Elikeinu b'kebesein, our God, the God of our fathers, Ritzei, may be willing, v'achlitzeinu b'mitzveisecha, and strengthen us and motivate us in your mitzvahs, v'mitzvahs yemeshvi, ha'godlo v'akodesh hazeh, and in the mitzvah of the seventh day, the great and holy, this whole great and holy one, kiyem z'godlo v'akodesh u'melefanecha, because this day is great and holy in front of you. Nishbeis bay, we should rest in it, v'nenuch bay, and we should be relaxed in it, Be'yahava, with love, commits us to Necha, like the commandment of your will, B'tzaincha, in your willingness, Hanach lana Hashem Elokeinu, give us this resting, Hashem our God. V'atei aleinu, and it shouldn't be on a tzara, difficult, debirah, and evil, v'yogin, and moaning, v'anacha, and groaning, b'yem nechaseinu, on the day of our comfort, the day of our resting. V'yom tov, my man, now regarding a yom tov, say a different nusach, that of yala v'yavai, which is a different nusach of celebrating the yom tov. So do you say Yal B'Yavai on Rish Chodesh, the beginning of the month, and on the intermediate days of the Yom Tov, Meisiv B'Emtze Bracha Shlisha, add on in the middle of the third Bracha, like we said, Yal B'Yavai. Halacha Vav, B'Chanukah B'Purim, which are two rabbinic holidays, Meisiv B'Emtze Bracha Sa'aretz, add on in the middle of the second Bracha of Bracha Sa'aretz, Al Hanisim, on the miracles. Kedech Shemaisiv B'Tzvila, just like by Maidim, by Shemayin Esther, you add on the Alanisim by the Bracha of Thanksgiving, so too the second Bracha of Neidlcho is Thanksgiving, that's where you add on Alanisim to give thanks for the miracles. Now, Yom Tov Rish Chodesh Chalis B'Shabbos, now if it's not just Shabbos, it's Shabbos that's Yom Tov, or Shabbos Rish Chodesh, so Maske, you mentioned Ritzei V'Chatzein Tchili, first talk about Shabbos, which is Ritzei, V'Achkach, and then you mention Yal V'Yavei, that talking about Rish Chodesh or Yom Tov. If it's Rish Chodesh Tevis that's on the Shabbos, Masker, you mentioned three things. Alanisim, because the middle of Chanukah Bebechas Aretz, in the second bracha of benching. Ritzivach Sin, regarding Shabbos. And then Miyal B'Yavai, those two are Benachama in the third bracha of consolation of Bainu Yushalayim. Halacha Zayin. Now, bracha reveals the fourth bracha. Tzorch L'haskeh B'Sholosh Malchus, you have to mention the kingdom three times. K'shmavarach Ha'irech Itzel Bal Bayis. Now, so that's the fourth bracha. Now, when a guest is making birchas hamazon by a homeowner, by a host, meisibah bruchel balbais, he adds on a blessing for the homeowner. Kitzur, how does he say? So when he finishes the fourth bracha, he says, yiratz maybe the will, shle yevish balbais boil mazeh, that the homeowner not be embarrassed in this world, b'leikon lo'im abah, and he not be shamed in the world to come, b'chul, etc., where there's a whole text. And yesh lo rishos la'isib b'birchas balbais, he has permission, the volition, to add on to this blessing of the host, u'laharachba, and to be lengthy regarding its blessing. When you make a blessing in the house of a mourner, when you make Birchas Hamazon, so I'm a Baruch Raviz, you say in the fourth blessing, you add on to the text. You say, HaMelech HaChai, the living king, HaTov HaMeiti, who is good and does good, Kel Emes, the true God, Dayan Emes, the true judge, Shefet B'Tzedek, who judges with righteousness, Shal Bailama, who dominates in this world, Lassabar, Ketzin, to do as his will is, Shanachnu Amoy V'Avodav, that we are his people and his servants, Uvakoyel Anachnu Chayavim, Lahoydis Lai, Ulavarcha, and regarding everything, we have an obligation to give thanks to him and to bless him. And he also beseeches mercy for the mourner, to control him according to what he wants. But going in the ends of, which are all the merciful one, which are all the supplications we say after the fourth blessing in Birchas Hamazon. halacha test regarding the sheva brachas, which are also added on to the benching. Beveis chasanim, as the Rambam says. In the, we call it the sheva brachas, the shebis imi amishta, when there's a chasan who's marrying his kala and he's taking her to the chuppah, so mevorchim birchas chasanim. So by the chasna, they make a bracha of the chasna, of the wedding, acha arba brachas elu, after these four blessings of birchas amazin, b'chasuda, suda sho'echim sham, every meal that they eat over there in the beis chasanim, by the chasna, so they're going to add on, they're going to make brachas of sheva brachas. Now, these blessings are not made loya by the malakitanim, not servants, not minors. Now, ad kama, so the question is, until how many days mevarchim brachazu do you make these blessings? So, im hoya alman shenas alman, if it's a widower that married a widow, mevarchim nesa b'yam rishon b'vad, you only make it on the first day, the day that they got married, in by every meal that they make on that day, they say these sheva brachas, these seven blessings. Now, v'mevarchim shenas alman, if it was an unmarried man who married a widow, or widower that married a virgin, then you make it all the 7 days of the festivities of the of that comes after the wedding. This blessing that you add on by the chasna, it's actually by a chasna, by the chuppah, by the marriage itself, nothing to do with the benching. By the chasna, there are seven blessings that they make. The last of those blessings is the one that's added on after benching, depending either for 1 day or 7 days, like we said in the previous halacha. Now, b'med, remember when we say that you only make one blessing that you make by the sheva brachas, which we call it the sheva brachas, but shivit me'am mishta, you only make one blessing. That's k'shoya oichlin heim, sha'amdu b'vechas nisun v'shama brachas. Only those who are eating by these meals in these 7 days, those who already were there by the chuppah and they heard the blessings already once. But if others are eating, what we call pan chadash, new people, they did not hear the brachas that were done by the chasna when the chasna happened, then you would make the blessing because of those new people after the birchas hamazon, sheva brachas, seven blessings, and the way you bless the chasen kala at the time of the chasna, but when they are shia sara, as long as there's 10 people, and the grooms themselves are part of the quorum of 10. Which some don't have this, some do have this text for this halacha. And these are the seven blessings that are by chasna. We add on if there's pan chadash, new people, for the shiva simiyah mishta. So the first is Baruch Ata Hashem Lekin Melchayim, blessed are you Hashem, our God, King of the world, Shakol Baruch Lechvoided, that everything He created for His honor. The second one is Baruch Ata Hashem Lekin Melchayim, blessed are you Hashem, our God, King of the world, Yitzar Adam, who formed man. Third one is Baruch Ata Hashem Lekin Melchayim, Asher Yotzes Adam Mitzalma, who formed man in His image, B'tzelem Demus Tavnisa, in His image reflecting His form. V'hishkun Lo Mimen, and he made from the man himself, which he took a tzela, a part of him, and he made a binyan ad, an everlasting structure, which the woman was taking, which is to procreate and have children that are an everlasting structure. Baruch Ata Hashem, Yitzar Adam, blessed be Hashem, who formed man. Next blessing is Sois Tassis, truly rejoice for Sagil, and be glad, Akara, the barren one, which refers to Yerushalayim, that is barren in its destruction. B'kibbutz b'nel, l'seich v'simcha, when you're going to gather together our sons inside of it with joy, because we want to recall Yerushalayim in our time of joy. Baruch Ata Hashem, blessed be Hashem, b'sameach tzim b'b'neho, who rejoices Zion with her children. Next blessing is sameach t'samach reim v'ahuvim. Be surely happy, friends and beloved ones, k'sameichicha yetzicha b'ganed mekedem, like your Creator made you rejoice in the Garden of Eden from earlier in history, in the beginning of time. Baruch Ata Hashem, b'sameach chas v'kala, blessed be Hashem, who makes the groom and the bride happy. The next blessing is Baruch Ata Hashem Lekin Melchayim Ashabara Sosim Asimcha, that created joy and happiness. Chasen Vekala, the groom and the bride, Gila, gladness, Verina and song, Ditza, cheer, Vechedva and delight, Ava, love, Achva, brotherhood or harmony, Shalom, peace, Vedeus and friendship, Meheda. Speedily, Hashem Lekeinu, Hashem our God, should be Yishama, should be heard by Ba'ar Yehuda in the cities of Judea, B'chutzit Yerushalayim, in the outskirts of Yerushalayim, Kal Sosim, Kal Simcha, the sound of rejoicing, and the sound of happiness, Kal Chasim, Kal Kala, the voice of the groom, the voice of the bride, Kal, the voice, Mitzalis, Chasan, Mechupasim, the shouting of the grooms from their chuppah, from their wedding canopy, and the Adam, and Mishnah, and the Ginasim, and the youth from the festivities of their singing, Baruch Ata Hashem, bless you Hashem, B'samei Chasim, Im Hakala, who makes the bride happy with the bride. Halacha Beis continues regarding what happens if someone forgets parts of benching, the additions that we spoke about. Sochach, if someone forgot, he did not recall on Shabbos Yom Tov, Kedushas Yom, talking about the sanctity of that day, which we mentioned, Halacha Hei, Ritzei, Yal B'Yavai. So, in this, if he recalls, even though he finished already, but if he recalls before he started the fourth bracha, so then right there you could insert a bracha. B'Shabbos, on Shabbos, he says, Baruch Hashem, Asher Nosa Menuch L'Am Yisrael, Bless Hashem, who gave the resting to his people, the Jews, lo'is, lo'bris kodesh, for a sign and for a holy covenant. Baruch atah Hashem, mekadesh Shabbos, blessed Hashem, who sanctified the Shabbos. Yom Tov, amen, Yom Tov, he says, Baruch Hashem, nosen yom tov l'am Yisrael, blesses he gives the good days to his people, the Jews, l'sos and l'simcha, for rejoicing and for happiness. Baruch atah Hashem, mekadesh Shabbos manim, who sanctifies the Jews and the designated times. And then the maskul b'baruch revis, and then he starts the fourth blessing and he finishes it. Now, but if he only recalls after he already started the fourth blessing, then Pesach has to stop. Go back to the beginning, which is the first bracha of Berachas Hamazon, the bracha of Azan Sekel. Halacha Yud Gimel. But Rosh Chodeshim on Rosh Chodesh, if Shachach B'Lema Yal V'Yavai, if there he forgot and didn't say Yal V'Yavai, so in this Kekoyim, if he recalls before he starts the fourth blessing, I could say also a same type of a bracha. Baruch Hashem Nosen Rosh Chodeshim, blessed he who gives the beginning of the month, La'am Yisrael, is occurring for his people, the Jews, as a recollection, as a recalling. Now, he does not, however, make a chasim and make an ending with a baruch, because since Rosh Chodesh is permitted to do malacha, it's not so significant to have a chasimah like Yom Tov when you say that you miss Yal V'Yavai. And then, after you finish a maskul b'brach rabis, you start the fourth blessing and you finish it. But if you recall, only after you started the fourth blessing, finish it, you don't go back because the missing of the Yal V'Yavai, because eating Rosh Chodesh is optional. If he wants to not eat bread, he was able to, and therefore it's not significant enough, like by a Yom Tov, which you have to eat, to have to go and say over again. And on intermediate days also, if you forgot Yal V'Yavai, you would not have to say over Berachas Hamazon. B'Chanukah B'Purim, Shachach V'Hizko Inyan B'Berachas Hamazon, if you forget, you don't mention the idea, but the Al HaNisim, in the second bracha of Berachas Hamazon, there also in the Chodesh, you wouldn't have to say over, because Chanukah B'Purim only rabbinic a yom tovim in their own right. Halachi dal misha achol. Someone ate b'shachach b'le berach. He forgot. He didn't yet say berachas hamazon. Didn't bench yet. So im niska koyim chase akal amachol shabemayav. If he recalls before the food already got digested in his stomach, where as long as he's not yet hungry from having eaten before, it's a sign it's not yet fully digested. So chayz mevarach. He could go back and he could still say berachas hamazon. This akal hamazon shabemayav. But if the food in his stomach already got digested, he's already hungry again. Then in the chayz mevarach, he cannot go back and say berachas hamazon. It's already too late. Let's say it's eluding him. He doesn't know if he made Berachas Hamazon or not. He would have to go back and say Berachas Hamazon because it's biblical, and when you have a subject deraisa, a biblical doubt, we go stringently, you would have to bench. But for who, as long as, like we said, as long as the food is not yet digested, only then would you, out of doubt, go ahead and bench for having forgotten from previous.